Except for state champions, the season always ends too early for football teams. The Wildcats' season ended Friday night in Lindale with a 52-47 loss to Ennis. And here are the thoughts of Wildcats football coach Greg Owens on KSST's Saturday Morning Coaches Show.
I mean, that was a fun game for us to coach. I mean, because we're in it till the very end. I mean, our theme this week was clip from the Rocky movie, the original. Apollo Creed at the end says, ain't going to be no rematch. You know, and so that's how we approach this week. That was our talk with these kids. This week was really a unique week for us. We didn't do much physical contact at all. We were kind of beat up from the Marshall week. And the big thing about at this time of the year, the fundamental stuff as far as hitting and tackling and all those things, you're going to work on the footwork part of it, but the physicality of it, you know, you either got it or you don't at this point. You know, so the thing with us was with them and their different fronts and shifts and all that kind of stuff offensively is for us just to get lined up on defense and get after it. And offensively, it's the same offense we've been seeing, I mean defense, for the most of the year. So it was really us with a lot of seniors and just said, hey, guys, here we go. But here's the big deal. Ain't going to be no rematch. You let it all hang out. You know, you go hit them in the mouth and you keep bringing it. And, man, I am so proud of our kids. I think this was the most complete game that we played all season. And you cannot ask any more from yourself or anybody else if you gave everything you had. And I'm going to tell you, inside of this thing were some unbelievable matchups. Austin Davis, I mean, I don't know if he's going to get one or not, but, I mean, he might earn a scholarship last night. He got after their number 9, which is an SEC Texas A&M commit. He is a big-time player. And Austin got after it. I mean, toe-to-toe. I mean, the guy tapped out at the end. He was tired and gone. And, I mean, I'm just proud of our kids. I mean, they got after it. Yeah, it's back and forth, but they're number 7 in the state. You know, so the way we rose up and the way we fought the whole thing all the way through was unbelievable. So I am so proud of the kids. And it's not just coach's last speech of the year, pump them all up. I'm telling you, that was our best ball game. I just ran into a guy a while ago at McDonald's. You know, he said, man, that was a great game. You know, we were just short, and you hate that. I mean, in this year, these guys have gone toe-to-toe with the best in the state. You know, I mean, it was some good ball games. Rockwall, Heath were toe-to-toe with those guys. We just couldn't finish and win the big game for whatever reason. Some of it was self-induced with some penalties and things like that. And, you know, the first half of the ball game, a couple of penalties got us behind the chains a little bit. We had the turnover right there at the goal line with an effort trying to get in. There's just a lot of stuff with all that. And I know I'm rambling at you, but you asked me what I thought, so here it is. But it was good stuff. I'm just so proud of the kids. I mean, every one of them just got it on. There was a passion there. Y'all asked me during the middle of the week, well, what are the kids like this week? I don't know. I mean, this is just an even-keel group of guys. I was asked last night after the game, what are you going to remember about this group? That they loved each other. I mean, they just all got along. They loved each other, loved playing with each other. It was just – it's a fun group to be around, you know. And they were just on even-keel all the time. Now, when it was over, I mean, there's some big old boys out there bawling their eyes out because, I mean, it's hard to – when you invest a bunch in something – and you don't accomplish your goal, you don't quite get where you wanted to, it hurts. Or when it's finally over, you know, it hurts.
KSST Sports.